Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Randy Lurch. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Milburn. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milburn throws to second for one, and Randolph throws to first, and Watson drops the ball. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milburn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Winfield reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nettles. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Yount applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson takes first base on ball four. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mumphrey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Winfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Winfield moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Winfield scores. Nettles moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 0-for-1 in the game. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Winfield takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Yount covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson fields the ball and throws to John covering. Safe. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John fires to first and has Bando trapped. There's the throw to Randolph, who tags Bando for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Marshall Edwards pinch runs for Charlie Moore. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Marshall Edwards now playing right field. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Watson moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watson scores. Milburn moves to third. It's 3-2, Brewers. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 3 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milburn scores. Cerrone moves to second. It's Brewers, 3, Yankees, 3. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 3 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Cerrone moves to third. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Winfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Yankees 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy May now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper bunts for an out. Yount moves to second. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mumphrey. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Mumphrey throws the ball into Nettles, who tags Simmons trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Yount scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Milbourne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Lou Piniella. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer pinch hits for Bob Watson. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Revering now playing first base. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milbourne is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Randolph strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.